Good morning, friends. If you could take your places now, and maybe if you were thinking to watch the screen, could you position yourselves so that later you can see the screen? Right, again, good morning, friends. My name is Ray Street, and I am the Vice Chair of the Campaign for Nuclear Disarmament in the UK. I would like to give you a warm welcome, but perhaps without the warm this morning, as it is not quite as cool as we expected in the European Parliament. And the welcome is on behalf of the hard-working organisers. To this conference, which has such significance today in many ways, because it is, as you all know, 10 years since the Declaration and the National Court of Justice. It is also significant time for, I imagine, almost everyone in this room that 10 years exactly since that decision, we have made such little progress with nuclear disarmament. I would go as far to say as it is bitterly disappointing for us all. Instead of disarmament, we have nation states and alliances of nation states still proclaiming and retaining nuclear weapons, and they still use those empty phrases in the nuclear weapon states that they need nuclear weapons as minimum nuclear deterrence. It is even, I think, in 2006, a worse situation, because not only do we have nations defying the treaties and resolutions on nuclear weapons, but we have them now flagrantly defying established principles of international law, of law across the world, of principles for justice. I am sure many of you never thought we would see the day when states justify their decision to abandon what I call, in my layperson's terms, the habeas corpus principle. So, friends, I think it must be our fervent hope in this conference that we will look to ways to strengthen the principles of the ICJ, how we can progress, but more than that, how we can move the general public to pressurise and to move the governments and the government alliances to understand that if they say they have principles of democracy and justice, then they themselves must uphold those principles. And that, I know, is an enormous task, but I'm sure that together we can do it and we can look for pathways to the future.
Radio Lisbosa Studios in Belgium.